local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, heading for a high today again in the 90s, but a chance of rain in the mix and some of that holding on through the weekend. More with your forecast coming up.
No one wants AOC's new green deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big green deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Adirondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange Camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a pedestrian struck just off the northbound 65 exit ramp to eastbound Government. It happened around 5:30. They're still on the scene this morning, so be careful. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday and running every Saturday through the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon to Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
Here's Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on FM Talk 106.5. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mainly between this morning and about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then partly sunny with a high near 90. South winds 5 to 10 and a chance of rain about 30%. Overnight tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low around 75. And for Friday, 30% chance of showers and a high of 90.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday, little Friday edition of the show. At PSA from the folks at the state there talks about Moundville. Have you ever been to Moundville up there?
I think I went on a school trip. Yeah. It obviously didn't make much of an impression.
God bless. It's because, well, the problem is you go on all those trips when you're too young to appreciate things.
I think that's exactly what happened.
You get hauled off because you have time back then. You don't have to be at work or whatever. You get hauled off to all these things and you go around the state and you have no scope of knowledge to appreciate it. Go back now.
And it's
something. It's a neat thing.
I need to make the trip now. I'm sure I'll pay more attention.
Well, okay, how about this? So we can, nice thing is, it's on the way to Tuscaloosa.
Ah.
And if you and I decide to ever go to a game there together, then we'll drive up, we'll go way earlier the night before, do the Moundville thing, and then go up to the game.
That sounds like a plan to me.
All right, working that through. Hey, coming up on today's show, Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk Fishing Report. Plus, we will talk to Rob Holbert in hour number 3. Lots going on with the city, whether it be touch of class or other issues between the city council and the mayor. There's lots to talk about with Rob and detailed in the new land app. We'll get into that as well. So prepare yourselves.
I'm not sure what the Baldwin County cover is this week, but I know sex trafficking on the Mobile cover. So
right,
I'm sure
so
it's
it'll
something
be
nice.
Somebody, if it's sex trafficking for the Mobile cover of Lanyap, the Baldwin County edition will have
probably a watercolor of people taking a stroll in the park, walking their dogs with balloons and like a an old straw hat on, pork pie hat or something like that. It's just a little different than the Mobile edition. All right, coming up, and also we'll get an update, I hope, on this story just reported in traffic. A pedestrian's been hit at Government and 65. Really, they're not on 65. They're on the off-ramp for Government. We'll get an update on that in a second. Hear more headlines from Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News out of our Alabama legislature. As the Alabama Senate has passed a bill requiring law enforcement to report seizures of property made as a result of suspected criminal activity. That information would then be added to the annual report for the legislature and then used to develop future legislation regulating seizures. All this is according to Senator Arthur Orr, Republican from Decatur, who is the sponsor of the bill. He says the reporting requirement is an incremental step, since there was just not enough support to pass a bill to allow property forfeitures only in cases for which there is a criminal conviction due to opposition of law enforcement. Senator Orr says that reporting seizures will be mandatory to the system that the Alabama District Attorneys Association is working to create with the Alabama Criminal Justice Information Center Commission. This bill now heads to the House. The numbers are in when it comes to traffic fatalities over the Memorial Day weekend between 12:01 a.m. Friday, May 24th through midnight Monday, May 27th. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says that five people were killed during that three-day time period. The fatal accidents happened in Lauderdale, Wilcox, Mobile, and Lee counties. Three people were traveling in vehicles which had seat belts, but none of the victims were wearing their seat belts at the time of their crash. Two pedestrians were also killed. Now, the ages of those that were killed range from as young as 16 up to 64 years old. This year, the numbers are down 50%, as this time last year, 10 people were killed. Aaliyah's numbers, though, do not include fatalities investigated by other law enforcement agencies. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County mom pleads not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect in the death of her 13-month-old daughter. Jordan Rice is charged with aggravated assault and capital murder. In May of last year, investigators say her daughter, Violet, was found dead in an RV at an RV park in Baldwin County. Rice will be back in court in September. A press conference and celebration is planned this afternoon in Africatown over news the Clotilda has been found. The last known ship to bring slaves from Africa to the U.S. was discovered by local journalist Ben Raines last April near 12 Mile Island. For the past year, agencies including the Alabama Historical Commission have been studying the site to determine if it is the ship. The event is at 2 o'clock at the Africatown Community Center. A man acquitted of murder has been sentenced on drug charges and running from deputies. Escambia County deputies tried to pull over Deion Harris to arrest him for murder in June of last year. He sped off and later crashed into a car on Interstate 110. He had cocaine and meth in the car. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money.
Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The St. Louis Blues tied the Stanley Cup Final Series at one game apiece last night with a 3-2 overtime win over the Boston Bruins. St. Louis defenseman Carl Gunnarsson scored the game winner nearly 4 minutes into the sudden death overtime.
Across the Gunnarsson, the shot, he scores!
Gunnarsson earned the first star of the game with the game-winning goal and an assist on the Blues' first goal of the game. Here's head coach Craig Berube after the game.
You know, going into game two, I knew that we'd be a hard team to play against tonight, and we were.
That's the first ever win in a Stanley Cup final in Blues franchise history. Now the best of seven series moves to St. Louis for games three and four. Game three set for Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Tonight is game one of the NBA Finals, with the Toronto Raptors hosting the Golden State Warriors at 8 p.m. It's the first trip to the NBA Finals in Toronto's franchise history, while the Warriors are four wins away from completing a three-peat and solidifying its status as one of the greatest dynasties in sports history. Golden State is expected to be without injured star Kevin Durant, at least for tonight's Game 1, while Mobile's DeMarcus Cousins, on the other hand, could return to the court as early as tonight for Golden State after he suffered a quad tear in the Warriors' first-round series against the L.A. Clippers. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 2-1 for the second night in a row. Luis Madero came out to the mound in the fourth inning and earned the win by pitching five scoreless innings and allowing only three hits. The Jumbo Shrimp led 1-0 until the ninth inning, when Mobile's Brendan Sanger blasted a two-run homer to give the Bay Bears the 2-1 lead. It was Sanger's fifth home run of the year. Tonight, Game 3 of the Bay Bears' five-game road series in Jacksonville. First pitch is set for 6:05. In the major leagues, a scary moment in Houston, when a young girl was struck by a foul ball during the fourth inning of the Astros game against the Chicago Cubs. Chicago's Albert Almora Jr. hit the foul ball that struck the young child and was clearly upset as the child's dad rushed the girl up the stadium stairs. In a statement, the Astros confirmed that the girl was taken to the hospital but offered no details on her condition. The Cubs would go on to win the game 2-1. In other games, the Atlanta Braves were crushed by Washington 14-4. Philadelphia beat St. Louis 11-4. The LA Dodgers topped the Mets 9-8. Miami beat San Francisco 4-2. Pittsburgh got the win over Cincinnati 7-2. And Colorado beat Arizona 5-4. In the American League, the White Sox beat the Royals 8-7. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 4-3 in extra innings. Cleveland beat Boston 14-9. And the Yankees shut out the San Diego Padres 7-0. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
You following this bowl game stuff?
Bowl game stuff.
Name change stuff?
No, not at all. I missed it.
Dollar General Bowl?
No longer.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what are we now?
Mobile Alabama Bowl.
Mobile Alabama. I like it. Brings attention to the city instead of Dollar General.
That's right. Get into that coming up in just a second.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Brent.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in
Fairhope.
Here's Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on FM Talk 106.5. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mainly between this morning and about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then partly sunny with a high near 90. South winds 5 to 10 and a chance of rain about 30%. Overnight tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low around 75. And for Friday, 30% chance of showers and a high of 90.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. A few accidents we've had now moved down the roadways, including pedestrians truck just off the 65 exit ramp. Now no problems, and it's looking good all the way to the 1065 split. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, absolutely perfect along Highway 90 and I-10. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa, where this summer teachers get 20% off any 15-minute service or more. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Yeah, the story from our news partners at WKRG says Mobile's College Bowl game is no longer being called the Dollar General Bowl. For now, it's being called the Mobile Alabama Bowl. Okay. Bowl President Jerry Silverstein told News 5 negotiations are currently going on with the title sponsor. He could not identify what company that might be. Mm-hmm. College Bowl schedule was released last week, and the Mobile Alabama Bowl is scheduled to be played Monday night, January 6th at 6:30 live on ESPN. If an agreement can't be reached with the title sponsor, the game will be played as the Mobile Alabama Bowl. Mobile City Councilman John Williams says he supports the bowl and its future, but was surprised to learn the game is no longer being called the Dollar General Bowl. He said he intends to discuss the future of the bowl game with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson this week. Last year, Mayor Stimson said the city's $900,000 investment into the game is not sustainable. Mobile's bowl game features a team from the Mid-American Conference versus a team from the Sun Belt Conference. The game in 2020 will be the 21st year that the game's been played at Ladd People's Stadium.
Who are you hoping ends up sponsoring this? I'm thinking maybe just move to Dollar General's competitor, the Dollar Tree Bowl.
Family Dollar?
The Family Dollar Bowl. Maybe the Aldot Bowl.
He's right, build the Bridge Bowl. You know, if Dollar General, if this saves them enough money to get better bags, you know, as a shopper of Dollar General and a connoisseur of plastic bags. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a guy that I'm also a kind of a green guy. I say y'all gotta. I am disgusted seeing the litter, the plastic bag tumbleweeds that blow across parking lots in Mobile. Yep. Irresponsibility. That stuff makes me angry. But I'm not anti-plastic bag because they have so many uses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're truly universal.
People walking their dogs through my neighborhood with them in their hands, so that lets me know they're going to at least act like they're going to pick up the number two that's in the yard. Mm-hmm. Also, I've suggested that for me, their luggage.
Yep.
Match set of luggage, whether I have Rouse's bags or Dollar General bags or whatever. I know I have my bag, you know, my clean clothes and my dirty clothes. If I'm heading to the farm for the weekend, I travel with those bags.
It's
match
easy.
Set. The problem is, out of all those bags and being a connoisseur, the yellow Dollar General bags are the most likely to split at the seams or come open. I mean, you can put a blanket in there, a fuzz ball in there, and it would break open at the side. So Dollar General, spend some money on some better bags. That's it. That's all. Other than that, we'll find out more about, yes, another title sponsor would be nice. Would be strange to have the Mobile Alabama Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Seems kind of different. All right, 6:24, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning more about the victim of a recent drowning in Gulf Shores. 21-year-old Edwin Perez was a native of Honduras. His family has identified him as the man who drowned while trying to help his cousin on Monday. For the past 3 years, Perez worked as a painter and lived in Baldwin County. He jumped into the rough waters on Memorial Day to save his younger cousin. His cousin did survive and was transported to University Hospital in Mobile, where he was being treated for water in his lungs. Perez, meantime, was pulled from the water by Good Samaritans with lifeguards administering CPR. Unfortunately, they were unable to revive him. Perez was later pronounced dead at South Baldwin Hospital. If you'd like to donate to the family to help them offset funeral costs, there is a Facebook fundraiser happening right now to help return Perez back to Honduras, where his mother lives. A road rage case escalates to a parking lot in the Port City, and now Mobile police need your help finding the man they say is responsible. The victim says that James Townsend was so upset with her when she cut him off earlier this month while driving on a street in Mobile. Not only did he honk his horn at her, not only did he yell at her, she says he also then followed her to her job. When she parked her vehicle and walked away, police say the 36-year-old man used his vehicle to ram her car, causing a significant amount of damage, and then he took off. James Townsend is described as being 5'9" tall and weighing 156 pounds. If you have information about his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Coming up tomorrow, which would be Friday, if you're checking your calendar there. Midday Mobile on the road, going to see the crew at Mobile Bay Coins to celebrate the one-year anniversary of no sales tax on gold and silver. If you're buying gold and silver for a hedge or for an investment, the idea was, why would you pay taxes on money, basically, or assets? And law changed last year in session in Montgomery, and they're celebrating 1 year of that. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be at Mobile Bay Coins doing that. Speaking of Montgomery and what they did last year, well, let's move to what they are doing this year. And one of the things that I know made it through, got a note last night, and this is kind of reported directly from Montgomery, not made it into the, news cycle yet. The bill that would give a push here for some discounts for local drivers, although you can't even say local drivers. I hate that I know so much nuance now in this story, but toll road tax breaks bill was passed in the House yesterday afternoon. This was a bill that came out of the Senate, went to the House, and it passed out of the House. That means it would go to the governor's desk. A couple things here. It would talk about maybe a reduction in rates for frequent users, which, by the way, that's the thing. The federal law says you cannot give a discount on tolling based on your address. Don't know why. You can give it based on use, but not address. The other part of this, we give tax breaks to people working on this bridge project that would let them bring their rates down and maybe save us some money on this bill. More details on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have not yet named a suspect in a shooting Wednesday afternoon. It happened at a boarding house on Broad Street. Witnesses say the victim was running from the home when another man came out the front door and fired shots. A Good Samaritan saw the victim was in pain and told him to jump in her car. Beverly Thomas says the victim had been shot twice. She rushed him to a hospital. At last check, he was expected to recover. A Pensacola teen says she was raped by a man she met on social media. 18-year-old Dallas Walmsley has been arrested, charged with sexual assault. The victim, a 16-year-old girl, says she met Walmsley on Snapchat and invited him over when he allegedly raped her. She showed deputies where Walmsley was through the Snapchat app, and he was picked up by police on Wellington Road. A bond hearing is set today for a man accused of killing his girlfriend. 42-year-old Jason Cooley was arrested Tuesday morning. He's charged with murder. Police say he shot and killed Shay Pugh, a 42-year-old mother of three, at a home on Magnolia Road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value. Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes too. Just one for short term or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Tricia and Stephen have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com. For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated, for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
It's day 15 of a continuous assault by tornadoes across the U.S. with damaging winds and flash floods expected today in the upper Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic. Meteorologist Chad Myers tells us where the bullseye is.
Just a few tornadoes, but more like wind damage, I think, and that's going to be Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and even downstate into New York. 24 tornadoes yesterday, but look at the wind reports. 204 reports of wind damage yesterday, and many of those were across Pennsylvania. We'll see more like that today.
On the morning after, former Special Counsel Robert Mueller broke his silence on the Russia probe. Pressure is mounting on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from some Democrats to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. But Pelosi would only go so far, saying, again, nothing is off the table. A man and a woman were rescued by the Coast Guard last night after clinging to their capsized sailboat for 3 hours about 65 miles out on the stormy Atlantic off Atlantic City. The man who set himself on fire across from the White House yesterday died last night. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Disney CEO Robert Iger says his company could pull its productions from Georgia if that state's newly passed abortion ban takes effect. In an interview with Reuters, Iger said it would be very difficult to continue filming in Georgia if the strict law is implemented. Disney has filmed blockbusters such as Black Panther and Avengers Endgame in Georgia and is the second major media company after Netflix to say it may leave the state over the new law. Small businesses want the federal government to follow through on promises of $2 trillion to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. The problem isn't just crumbling roads and bridges, but also a need for broadband coverage in areas where internet and cell phone service is poor. Brewers have always experimented, but as craft beers have boomed, competition for attention has intensified. At the Strange Brew Festival in Reno, Nevada, visitors could sample a peanut butter and pickle pilsner and a smoked carrot stout. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor.
brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
GM.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me the GM clap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35, FM Talk 106.5, and pinch hitting for staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams this morning. And Doc, hopefully will be back with us very, very soon. Let's run through the forecast for today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, but actually this morning through probably mid-afternoon, that's when you expect them, at a high today right around 90. South winds started up last night. They continue today, bringing that moisture in. Chance of precipitation 30%. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 75. And for tomorrow, 30% chance at showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, with a high near 90. Then into the weekend, north winds show back up and the rain chances go down. And I thought I'd do a little sneak peek here, Dalton, because of course Saturday, 12:01 a.m. on Saturday, starts snapper season. So I'm sure I'm not the only person that has been checking the marine forecast here out ahead of time, looking at this for Saturday. Saturday, northwest winds 8 to 13 knots, becoming southwest, seas around 2 feet, wave period 5 seconds. And the period is the distance between wave, the next wave, the next. You know, if you get a very short period, they're stacked up on top of each other. If you get a long period, it's that kind of lazy gulf when it does that. And Saturday night, if you're going in the afternoon, winds out of the west 8 to 13, seas around 2 feet. And for Sunday, west winds 10 to 15, seas around 2 feet. So there's your forecast for the first couple days of snapper season that opens up a day and change.
When do you reckon the first boats will be out on the water? What time?
Well, if I had, it depends on how far out they're going. There'll probably be people leaving the launch 9 o'clock, 8:30. I'd probably put the boat in while it's still daylight and work their way out maybe to catch those fish and come back in. I'm not, because I need my sleep.
Right.
So get up sometime early morning, head out on Saturday. We'll talk more about that coming up this weekend as well on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. On the way, we'll check in with Kane for traffic.
Just in time for summer, Cammie's on the Parkway is now open. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream, located in the Food Champs grocery store on DIP, is now open Tuesday through Sunday from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Buy the kids a cone while you do your grocery shopping, or have a seat and enjoy a sundae or banana split. Or if you really want a treat, make your favorite homemade flavor into a milkshake. You've enjoyed Cammie's on Old Shell in Florida for 50 years. Now enjoy the second location on DIP. Like Cammie's Old Dutch on Facebook to stay in the know on flavors and events.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. No one wants AOC's new Green Deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big Green Deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Alorondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange 4-inch camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center and Airport in Hillview, right in front of Buffalo Wild Wings. They've got an accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene. State troopers are clear, but again, they'll have the radar out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore and Grand Bay Wilmer Road along I-10. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, a scam alert is in effect, and the FTC wants you to be aware as people are claiming to be with the Social Security Administration. They're calling and threatening you with legal action if you don't call them back. The New York number is associated with phony calls with an automated message claiming to be Agent Jones from the SSA. The Madison County Sheriff's Department says that these calls are part of a growing scam where people pretend to be the agency in an effort to get your SSN or your money. Here's how it works. The person on the other end, they claim that your SSN has been suspended because of suspicious activity or it's been involved in a crime. They may even ask you to confirm your numbers so that they can be reactivated. Other times, a person will ask for your bank account, saying that it's about to be seized unless you provide gift cards or other money to the caller. Now, never give your full SSN to anyone over the phone. When in doubt, you need to call the real number. That number, 1-800-772-1213. Again, that's 1-800-772-1213. There's a warning for you this morning, as this next story may leave you a bit queasy. So if you're having breakfast, go ahead and wait 1 second while I tell you what happened to an Alabama man. He most certainly got more than he paid for after ordering shower rings from Amazon, but instead receiving a shipment of urine. The man claims he placed his order using his Amazon Prime account. He was promised 2-day shipping. He even received a notification that his order would be shipped in 2 different packages. Well, when the packages arrived, according to WHNT, the urine specimen included a woman's name and birthday. Presumably, it was being shipped for testing, but how it ended up at the man's house is still a mystery. Amazon does sell urine testing supplies for synthetic human urine and animal urine. The man, who is remaining unidentified at this time, says that he called Amazon, they apologized, but said they don't want the sample back. The man says that he will wait to see if he's contacted to return the sample. Otherwise, he'll just throw it away. Amazon says that they will ensure he gets his correct shipment of shower rings in the coming days. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If I received it or if I lost it, I'd be really pissed. I can't say it. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with News 5 in just a second. I want to add this story here from our news partners at WKRG. Mobile police say a 4-month-old child was left in a vehicle overnight on Sunday into Monday. And it was police officers arrived at the 200 block of Bloodgood Street about 9 in the morning on Sunday. Officers believe the child had been left in the vehicle for about 12 hours. Mm. The child was supposed to be in the care of his father the night before. Infant was transported to a local hospital and Alabama Department of Human Resources was contacted and the investigation is ongoing. I know that the child is okay, but the father dropped off 2 other children with like a grandmother and then had the infant in the car, went inside the house and didn't check that they didn't have the child.
That is awful, and it happens way too often, but yeah. I guess fortunately at least
overnight.
This overnight, not during the day.
Okay. How about this? Everybody's looking for what technology is going to be developed and, to try to keep people remembering their children. Mm-hmm. What about, you know, those baby on board things that hang from the back of a car, the little thing? What do you put those in the front? Not to tell people behind you you've got a baby on board to drive
to
safely.
To tell you.
To tell you, the driver, mm-hmm. that you have a child in the car. Maybe we can do that.
Great idea.
All right, 6:43, be right back.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County mom pleads not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect in the death of her 13-month-old daughter. Jordan Rice is charged with aggravated assault and capital murder. In May of last year, investigators say her daughter, Violet, was found dead in an RV at an RV park in Baldwin County. Rice will be back in court in September. A press conference and celebration is planned this afternoon in Africatown over news the Clotilda has been found. The last known ship to bring slaves from Africa to the U.S. was discovered by local journalist Ben Raines last April near 12 Mile Island. For the past year, agencies including the Alabama Historical Commission have been studying the site to determine if it is the ship. The event is at 2 o'clock at the Africatown Community Center. A man acquitted of murder has been sentenced on drug charges and running from deputies. Escambia County deputies tried to pull over Deion Harris to arrest him for murder in June of last year. He sped off and later crashed into a car on Interstate 110. He had cocaine and meth in the car. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The St. Louis Blues tied the Stanley Cup Final Series at one game apiece with a 3-2 overtime win over the Boston Bruins last night. St. Louis defenseman Carl Gunnarsson scored the game winner nearly 4 minutes into the sudden death overtime.
Across the Gunnarsson, the shot, he scores!
Gunnarsson earned the first star of the game with the game-winning goal and an assist on the Blues' first goal of the game. St. Louis head coach Craig Berube spoke after the game.
You know, going into game two, I knew that we'd be a hard team to play against tonight, and we were.
Last night's win, the first ever win in the Stanley Cup Final in Blues franchise history. Now the best of seven series moves to St. Louis for games 3 and 4. Game 3 set for Saturday night at 7. Tonight is game 1 of the NBA Finals, with the Toronto Raptors hosting the Golden State Warriors at 8 p.m. It's the first trip to the NBA Finals in Toronto's franchise history, while the Warriors are 4 wins away from completing a three-peat and solidifying its status as one of the greatest dynasties in the sport's history. Golden State is expected to be without injured star Kevin Durant, at least for tonight's Game 1. Mobile's DeMarcus Cousins, on the other hand, could return to the court as early as tonight for Golden State after he suffered a quad tear in the Warriors' first-round series against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Dollar General Bowl is no more. In a story from our news partners at WKRG, Bowl President Jerry Silverstein said the negotiations are currently going on with a title sponsor, but until then, the annual bowl game at Ladd Peoples Stadium will be called the Mobile Alabama Bowl. The season's game will be the 21st at Ladd Peoples Stadium. It's scheduled to be played on Monday, January the 6th at 6:30 p.m., and it'll air live on ESPN. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 2-1 for the second night in a row. Luis Madero came out to the mound in the fourth inning and earned the win by pitching 5 scoreless innings and allowing only 3 hits. The Jumbo Shrimp led 1-0 until the ninth inning, when Mobile's Brendan Sanger blasted a 2-run homer to give the Bay Bears the 2-1 lead. It was Sanger's 5th home run of the year. Tonight, Game 3 of the Bay Bears' 5-game road series in Jacksonville. First pitch is set for 6:05. In the major leagues, a scary moment in Houston when a young girl was struck by a foul ball during the fourth inning of the Astros game against the Chicago Cubs. Chicago's Albert Almora Jr. hit the foul ball that struck the young child and was clearly upset as the child's dad rushed the girl up the stadium stairs. In a statement, the Astros confirmed that the girl was taken to the hospital, but they offered no details on her condition. The Cubs would go on to win that game 2-1. In other games, the Atlanta Braves were crushed by Washington 14-4. Philadelphia beat St. Louis 11-4. The LA Dodgers topped the New York Mets 9-8. Miami beat San Francisco 4-2. Pittsburgh got the win over Cincinnati 7-2. And Colorado beat Arizona 5-4. In the American League, the White Sox beat the Royals 8-7. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 4-3 in extra innings. Cleveland beat Boston 14-9. And the Yankees shut out the Padres 7-0. 6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Airport in Hillview, right in front of Buffalo Wild Wings. They've got an accident moving out of the roadway without injuries. Looks good so far from Spring Hill, Dolphin, and Moffitt in 65. And if you're traveling downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, no problems across the Bayway towards the Eastern Shore. This Saturday night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, I-10, exit 44, and 4 miles north on the left, it's the USA Super Dirt Series Pro Modified Series, 7 o'clock Deep South Speedway Saturday night. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
Here's Dr. Bill Williams' forecast on FM Talk 106.5. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mainly between this morning and about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then partly sunny with a high near 90. South winds 5 to 10 and a chance of rain about 30%. Overnight tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low around 75. And for Friday, 30% chance of showers and a high of 90.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well-behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I've bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle, so I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
You're going to add some money to that $43,000. How much? $25,119. That bumps you up today to $69,033 and gives you a 30-day total of $2,323,971.
All right, there's Alex Trebek talking about Holzhauer, who continues his winning streak, but I want to flip it around and talk about the real winner here. It's been something since we had the announcement that Alex Trebek was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I mean, it was not good. Usually that is something people don't get back from.
Right. Okay. It looked so grim when the news first came out.
This is unreal. And he's had some comments about this. But in an interview with People magazine, Alex Trebek says, it's kind of mind-boggling. The doctors said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%. Alex Trebek says his cancer is nearing remission, y'all. He's still facing several more rounds of chemo, but he's optimistic, and he thinks the good thoughts and the positive energy from his millions of fans is helping. He said, I told the doctor this has to be more than just the chemo, and they agreed it could very well be an important part of this. I've got a lot of love out there headed in my direction, a lot of prayer, and I will never minimize the value of that. Alex Trebek, can you believe that? I mean, that's... quite a story right now from where we were just a month ago. 6:53, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Moss Point police are reaching out to the surrounding areas hoping that you can help catch a gunman after two bail bondsmen were shot in a church parking lot Tuesday night. Police say the two men were sitting in their vehicle when a gunman pulled up next to them and started shooting around 11 p.m. at the Olivet Baptist Church in Moss Point, Mississippi. The victims were both rushed to the Singing River Hospital in Pascagoula and then transferred over to the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson for emergency surgery. Both remain in critical condition at this hour. Authorities say the shooter left that parking lot in a blue older model four-door sedan with chrome wheels. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're urged to contact the Crime Stoppers at 1-800-787-5898. The 25 best places to live in the state of Alabama are now out and near by cities are being recognized. A company named Niche considered factors like the quality of public schools, crime rates, costs of living and housing, diversity and income to determine the best places in the state to raise your family. First place was Madison, second place Vestavia Hills, and third place Homewood. 10th place, Point Clear, which is in Baldwin County with a population of 2,761 people. 14th place was Fairhope, also in Baldwin County with a population of 19,561. And in 20th place, Spanish Fort, also in Baldwin County with a population of 8,017 people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Roy Moore tells the Associated Press, everybody knows I can win. This is back to the Twitter battle. Started with Donald Trump. It started with Congressman Byrne reacting to the news, you know, or the idea that Roy Moore might get in the race. He said, basically, bring it, come on. Then Roy Moore, is answering back. Then Donald Trump Jr. says, basically, stay out of the race. Right. You lost it last time. And then the president, President Trump, yesterday commenting as well. And now Roy Moore, is this tripling down or quadrupling down, is insisting he can win a Senate rematch in 2020 and says he won't be influenced by President Donald Trump's tweets urging him not to try. President Trump backed Moore back in 2017. But let me point out, that is true in the general, but he backed Luther Strange in the primary. Let's talk things or fact. But President tweeting yesterday that Moore cannot win this time. Roy Moore responded in an Associated Press interview yesterday saying everybody knows he can win. He's blaming the establishment Republicans in Washington for trying to keep him out of the Senate. Moore says Trump's tweet won't influence his decision as he weighs whether to enter the 2020 race. He's still planning to announce his decision in June. The former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court lost the 2017 race to Doug Jones, who's now the senator, amid accusations of sexual misconduct.
And I think Roy Moore also threw a little extra barb out there at the president. He said that the president can't make America great again. Only God can make America great again.
So now the battle is ramping up between the Trumps and the Moores. It's going to be interesting. And it does it make a difference? It didn't make a difference last time. You had President Trump come in and do those two campaign events. Well, Vice President Pence did one. President Trump did another to stump for Luther Strange. Mm-hmm. He lost. Does it matter now? Let us know what you think on the text line, 343-0106.